Excuse me. What in the world are you thinking?
Mean Gene, the first thing you need to do is to tell these people to shut up if you want to hear what I got to say.
What up, y'all? It's KMB the Sexy Ninja in the place to be for a Paper Saber Universe, and this is the New World Podcast, brother. And we're talking about Collision and Rampage, April 27th, 2024. It was a long one to get through. I think I did it in four sittings just to finish it because I had a lot of stuff to do on my days off after, you know, doing the day job and whatnot. It's been a rough, long week, but I got through this show. Collision and Rampage, the three-hour spectacle. This was a chore. I'm not going to lie. Just because, you know, it's like Monday Night Raw. Monday Night Raw used to be a huge, like, oh my God, 3 hours. But as of late, I watch it, I enjoy it. There's stuff I'm interested in. There's stuff that I'm invested in. And what sucks about when they do these combinations, and they're doing it again on Wednesday with the Dynamite and Rampage all in the same night. So 3 more hours of AEW. The problem I have with this format, especially with these shows, is you got Collision, and it's paced very well. Then you get Rampage. It's like, here's just a bunch of other matches that we have. None of them really mean anything, but here they are. And it's like, oh, okay, well, I got to just, you know, I think that's the only reason why it's tolerable on a Friday when it's not really tolerable sometimes is just because it's like, it's a quick hour, boom, okay, bunch of matches I saw here, weird little storylines, blah, okay, fine, I'll get on to Collision because I'd rather watch Collision than Rampage, and I'd rather watch Dynamite than Rampage and Collision combined, but still, Rampage is it's a step, dirty, red-headed stepchild of AEW, and so we start this thing off with Swerve, you know, talking about his championship and everything like that. And after the stupid comments Tony made, I feel bad for Swerve, man. He's the champion, but no one's really popping or saying anything, man. Like, the news cycle is all about Tony's dumb comments. But I'm with Swerve. I believe in Swerve. And to answer his open challenge, Claudio comes out and says, hey, I'll face you. And I was like, oh, this is going to be a double or nothing? No, it's going to be tonight. And I was like, oh, okay. But still, it's going to be a good one. It's going to be a good one. Tony and Nigel on commentary were in Daly's place still. And, I saw here MJF had to get surgery finally for, I believe, his arm or his shoulder. Yeah, so he's going to still be out for a while. And I don't mind him being out. I don't mind him being out at all. So, because I kind of want him to go to WWE. That's just me, though. We have the Elite package from Dynamite, what they did to Tony. We get an update about Tony. He's unable to travel. Oh, no. So Nigel put this in perspective of, well, what's if something goes down and if something happens, you know, who's going to take care of it if Tony's not on site? And I was like, ha-ha. That's where the EVPs come in. That's where the Elite comes in, this new Elite. And I'm interested to see what happens when Kenny Omega comes back this Wednesday. So the Elite takeover, I feel like this is a NWO angle, you know, mixed with like some Stone Cold McMahon feud shit. And Tony's not going to be there. And the show is going to be taken over by the Elite. And will Kenny Omega be the one to help save, AEW from the Elite itself? We shall see. Next up, we have United Trios Championship match, the Bang Bang Gang versus Top Flight and Action Andretti. Fun match, of course. Like, look at the talent in this match. You can't go wrong. I had a lot of fun with this match. Like, just because I am a huge fan of the Bang Bang Gang, the Bullet Club Gold, and everything like that. And I am a big fan of Top Flight and Action Andretti, and I really feel like Top Flight should at least at some point get a shot at those tag team titles. You know, they should be up there. They are two very talented individuals and brothers, and I feel like they can get to the top without, you know, being surpassed by FTR, Young Bucks, and all that, you know, Hardys. But so frustrating. And Action Andretti, I don't know what to do with him. You know, I don't know, and I like the guy. I really do. FTR, they mentioned they're all banged up from their ladder match. And after being screwed by Jack Perry, House of Black, they got a thing. But they're going to answer the Cope Open, but we don't know who's going to face Adam at Dynamite May 1st, you know. And we're back in Winnipeg. A lot of Canada shows, a lot of Canada shows, but who will Adam Copeland face? Who cares? Rey Fénix is back. That's cool, huh? The Beast faces the Beast Mortos. So Rey Fénix got the win, you know, and I'm really happy about Rey Fénix, and I want to see the Lucha Bros back together, you know, tag teaming it up. But maybe that's not the case. Maybe Rey Fénix goes on his own and rises like a Fénix. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Best friends package. Warren's backstage. He's hurt. You know, he's just to see his friend go into this parking lot brawl. Chris Statlander's like, hey, we got to be there for him. And Orange is like, yeah, you're right. And another big return tonight. I got so excited. Roosh. Goddamn right. Versus Squash Gang. I have his name here, but Roosh whooped that ass. And attacked him again after. And you mess with the bull, you get the horns. Because it's the Roosh. That's a guy that deserves more, too. Like, I'm a huge fan of Roosh. Speaking of Roosh being a big star, Nick Nemeth, he won the AAA championship. That's pretty cool. And he beat Alberto, right? El Patron. And I heard a lot of things like Alberto looking out of weight, wearing a t-shirt. I saw some of the match. Someone nicely put it up on YouTube, so I want to check it out and see how that match goes. But, hey, Nick Nemeth holding, what is it called, the Mega Championship? Is that what the AEW? Triple A calls it the Mega Championship. I don't know. So that just means, well, that, wait. So when did Vikingo lose it? You know, I need to pay attention more to Triple A. So, but Nick Nemeth is your new Triple A champion or Mega Champion or whatever they call that championship. Nick Nemeth is that. Serena Deeb backstage, the professor interview. She's going to get Toni Storm's championship. I think not. I heard somebody say something the other day, and I think it was on a podcast, that they're getting tired of Toni Storm. I'm like, how can you get tired of Toni Storm? I love this Toni Storm, you know, but I guess, you know, it's a shoe thing. It's a shoe time. I don't know. I just said that to say that. Oh, wait, no, I said that because no, I just said it. It's shoe time. Yeah, but Serena Deeb, But we do get Toni Storm versus Anna Jay. I really did enjoy this match. I had a lot of fun with it. Toni Storm gets the win. Next up, we got Chuck Taylor and Orange Cassidy backstage. With the little doggy. And Chuck's like, I got to do this on my own. Orange is like, all right. Walks off. The Acclaimed versus Grizzled Young Veterans. They've really sunk to the bottom in this tag team division against the Grizzled Young Veterans. Yeah, the Acclaimed won. Yeah. Shibata interview. Daniel Garcia's like, hey, man, we're going to take on Shane Taylor Promotions together. And my favorite part about this whole thing, besides the little phone gimmick they have, is he does push the little phone and it says, save the last dance for me. And Daniel Garcia's like, yeah, boy, it's on. Now the main event, AEW World Championship on the line. Swerve Strickland versus Claudio Castagnoli. Oh, so good. This was a good match. I feel like this is a pay-per-view caliber type match. And I'm looking at the roster itself and I'm like, who is going to challenge Swerve at Double or Nothing for that championship? I thought Claudio was a really good candidate. You know, I was like, hey, that guy right there. And I'm looking at the other stars. I'm like, well, you know, you already have Will going after the not Intercontinental Championship. You know, Will Ospreay, I think we're still trying to build him there, but because we want to have, if we're going to build Will to go for a championship, especially the AEW Heavyweight Championship, he has to win that thing. There's no ifs, ands, or buts on that. So it's either, I don't know. Like, I'm looking at the roster, I'm like, who's going to face Swerve? And when Swerve came out and talked about who wants to face me, Claudio came out, I was like, damn, that's a good first opponent. That is a damn good first opponent for Double or Nothing. Hey, Takeshita could be somebody. Okada could be somebody. That would be cool, but I just don't know. Like, we're going to find out this week, though. Or maybe Kenny Omega is going to be the one to face Swerve Strickland at Double or Nothing. We shall see. A lot going on. Kenny Omega says he's slowly recovering. But I did like that Swerve and Claudio showed respect to each other. I did enjoy that. Now, Rampage. Oh, Collision. I would give it a solid 3 out of 5. My matches of the night were Bang Bang Gang versus Top Flight and Axel Andretti. Second to that was Tony Storm versus Anna Jay. And that next to that was Swerve Strickland and Claudio. Now the parking lot fight. Trent gets the win. Trent breaks Chuck's leg. Orange is there. Chris is there. It's bloody. It's gruesome. We've seen it before. So, it was fun. It was a parking lot brawl. And I was like, man, we could just end it here, right? But Don Callis is watching on. So is Don going to recruit Trent? I hope not. Or if he does, we can get Will out of there as fast as possible. Darby was hit by a bus. Hope you recover, man. That sucks. I guess he was in New York and he was hit by a bus. And there's pictures on Instagram and it looks gnarly. But he looks like he's okay. He's moving around. So nothing but love to Darby. And stay away from them buses, man. Kyle O'Reilly backstage promo. You know, I'm kind of pissed that he lost his first match. But I don't know what you do with him now. That's it. I don't know what you do with Kyle O'Reilly. Thunder Rosa versus Deonna Purrazzo. This ain't over. Thunder Rosa gets the win. Deonna attacks afterwards. But this was a damn good match. I'm not the biggest Thunder Rosa fan. I'm definitely not the biggest Deonna Purrazzo fan. And about this match, I was like, all right. They're turning up the heat. The heat is turning up. So I really did enjoy this. Then after that, we have an Undisputed Kingdom backstage. Roderick Strong cutting a promo. Then we go to Big Bill versus I Don't Care. Big Bill gets the win. And he's looking at the camera. He's like, Chris, watch me. I want to learn from the learning tree. Ugh. Awful. Katsuyori Shibata and Deo Garcia versus Shane Taylor Productions. Or there's a project. I don't know. But Shibata and Daniel Garcia got the win. That's it. That's all. I give 2.5 out of 5 for this show. Parking lot fight was a parking lot fight. The best match of the night was Thunder Rosa and Deonna Purrazzo. Or Thunder Rosa and Deonna Purrazzo. Did I say that right? Who cares? That was a fun match. Thunder and Deonna. So that's it. That's all, y'all. That is Collision and Rampage into one. And we have another big 3-hour show with Dynamite. All right, y'all. Like and subscribe. Share with your grandma. Share with your grandpa. Share with the bum down at Walmart. Go to prowrestlingtees.com/newworldpodcast. Get yourself that sweet NWP logo created by Penta X. And remember that the New World Podcast is for life. Brother.
Singles winning streak that began 206 days ago. The challenge is at
Mariah May is still okay. Oh. Thank God for that.